If you are looking for something to do, we've got it for you. Thanks to Michael Bright. He's in from the Ann Arbor Observer on 1290 WLBY. Good morning.
Hey, Lucienne, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What do you know today?
Well, we're ramping up toward the Christmas break here, so got some more holiday events and a few other things this weekend.
Great. Tell us about them.
Start off with a couple of plays or performance pieces. The Theater Nova is doing their annual Christmas Panto, which is a kind of British genre that blends familiar children's stories with vaudeville. It's kind of raucous family entertainment. This is a popular thing they do every year. They kind of have a twist this year. The title is DJ Whittington's Cool Cat, a hip-hop panto. So it's
what is a panto?
So, yeah, it's, like I say, it's a combination of vaudeville kind of, you know, staging of songs and little acts. And then they blend them with children's stories, so it's family-friendly.
I don't think I've heard that word before.
Yeah,
wow.
it's a thing they do in England, and like I say, we've done it. This Theater Nova has done it for the last several years, and it's really popular. Anyway, it's got a kind of hip-hop theme, I guess, this year. It's based on a version of the English folktale of Dick Whittington, which is he was a Lord Mayor of London in the late Middle Ages who rose from poverty to wealth by selling his cat to a rat-infested town, something like that.
Oh, you're
plot.
Kidding.
Yeah. So it's funny, you know, and it's good for all ages. Going on really every weekend in December, actually through January 4th, 7:30 Friday and Saturday shows, 3 p.m. Saturday matinee and a 2 p.m. Sunday matinee. Theater Nova is just off Huron Street, right outside of town.
All right. Let's move over to Chelsea and the Purple Rose Theater.
Yeah, they're doing a reprise of Jeff Daniels' 2005 comedy Norma and Wanda, which is really funny. It's about two very different sisters who get themselves into a pickle over an old high school boyfriend. And there's like a church social, I think, where they're all meeting. It's kind of Midwest humor. It's got an adult language and subject matter, so not for the kids, this one. But it's been popular. It's run a couple times now out of Purple Rose. They're doing it through this weekend, so it's your last chance to see it. But it's been going on all fall. So 3 p.m. shows for that on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. shows. Oh, no, that's 8 p.m. shows Friday and Saturday night, and then a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
All right. The Nutcracker Ballet will be performed this weekend.
Yes, this weekend they're doing Friday and Saturday shows at Power Center. This is the iBallet Studio, which is, I think they're out of Canton or somewhere like that. But they bring in dancers, professional dancers for the big roles. So folks who dance with, you know, Russian ballet studios and New York and stuff. So they bring in some pretty good dancers for the main role.
Such an iconic production, but you have to see it every year.
This is probably the, I want to say the nice, but the highest production value Nutcracker that they put on around town. Power Center for that, 7 p.m. Friday, 1 and 6 p.m. Saturday. Tickets go for about $30 to $40.
All right. And the Holiday Pops concert is this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday night. They're doing their concert at Hill Auditorium.
This is the Ann Arbor Symphony.
Yeah, Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. It's they do this every year. It's a family-friendly program of carols, holiday hits, some music from the Nutcracker as well there. They'll be joined by Olivia Van Gore for some songs. She's a great local or Detroit-based jazz composer, singer. And the Large Men's Choir, Measure for Measure, will be singing there as well. So 7 p.m. on Saturday, tickets go $15 to $90.
Isn't that a great name, Measure for Measure, for a singing group?
They're great. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Sunday, and we're going to take a winter walk.
Yeah, this is out at Independence Lake.
Okay.
It's put on by the Washtenaw County Parks and Rec Commission, but they have they set up a path and lit with luminaries and lanterns, and you can walk along. So if it's nice and snowy, it's a kind of fun time, it looks like. They'll have a bonfire at the end. You can bring dogs if you want.
That sounds Instagrammable.
Yeah, if that's your thing.
Yeah.
6 to 8:30 p.m. You got to get there by 7:30. It's $15 per household up to four people.
All right. Nice to get out a little winter walk and keep the body moving. Let's do one more event. What else do you have?
There's a great jazz show coming to the Blue Llama Sunday night. It's Maurice Mobetta Brown. He's a veteran New York City-based trumpeter and arranger. He has a kind of distinct brand of urban contemporary jazz that incorporates hip-hop, neo-soul. He's got a great new album called Better Days that I was listening to when I wrote this up, and I thought he was really cool. So $50 you get in for that. I think if you want dinner, you got to pay more, but they'll get you in the door for $50. I think it's worth checking out.
Blue Llama right on Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor. And our thanks to Michael Bright, calendar editor at the Ann Arbor Observer. Pick up your copy around town on newsstands. Also, you should be getting one free at your home if you live in Ann Arbor. And you can also access it online at AnnArborObserver.com. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.